Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. Now, if you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
Today on Health Talk, Dr. Mark Hagenjoss will be joining us and talking about colorectal cancer, as March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month.
Most cases of colon cancer begin as small non-cancerous growths inside the colon, which are called adenomatous polyps. Over time, these polyps become colon cancer. Polyps may be small and produce few, if any, symptoms. For this reason, regular cancer screening to prevent colon cancer to identify polyps becomes important to prevent colon cancer. Risk factors for colon cancer. Factors that increase our risk of colon cancer include an older age. About 90% of people diagnosed with colon cancer are older than age 50. Colon cancer can occur in younger people, but it occurs much less frequently. African Americans have a greatest risk of colon cancer than people of other races. A person with a personal history of colorectal cancer or polyps has an increased risk of cancer in the future as well. Certain chronic inflammatory conditions of the colon, such as ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, may increase your risk of colon cancer. And certain genetic syndromes that are passed through generations from one family to another can increase your risk of colon cancer. Aside from those genetic syndromes, a family history of colon cancer puts you at increased risk. You are more likely to develop colon cancer if you have a parent, a sibling, a child with colon cancer. If one family member has colon cancer or colorectal cancer, your risk is even greater. In some cases, the connection may not be hereditary or genetic. Instead, cancers within the same family may result from shared exposure to an environmental carcinogen or cancer-causing agent, diet, or lifestyle factors. Low-fiber, high-fat diet. Colon cancer and rectal cancer may be associated with a diet low in fiber and high in fat and calories. Research in this area has given us mixed results. Some studies have found an increased risk of colon cancer in people who eat diets high in red meat. Other risk factors may include a sedentary lifestyle. If you're inactive, you're more likely to develop colon cancer. Regular physical activity may reduce your risk of colon cancer. Diabetes, obesity, smoking, and alcohol all also increase your risk of colon cancer. Colon cancer prevention begins with a visit to your physician for screening tests. These screening tests may include screening for blood in your stool, or they may be a screening colonoscopy. Screening colonoscopy uses a long, flexible, and slender tube attached to a video camera and monitor to examine or view the entire colon and rectum. Any suspicious areas that are found are biopsied. Tissue is removed for analysis and examination under the microscope. Additional testing studies may include certain types of X-ray images, with contrast dye placed into the colon. If you are diagnosed with colon cancer, your physician will provide you with a staging for your disease. Stage 1 disease is colon cancer, which has a growth of cancer only within the most superficial or mucosal lining of the colon. and has not spread beyond the colon wall or the rectum. At this stage of cancer, the cancer is completely removable and curable by surgery. However, stage 2, 3, or 4 disease, where cancer has grown through the wall of the colon and may have spread to nearby lymph nodes or other body organs, provides a much more difficult treatment options and possible additional need for chemotherapy. So the best prevention strategy for colon cancer has to do with being screened. People with average risk of colon cancer should consider being screened at age 50. But people with increased risk, such as those as a family history of colon cancer, should consider screening sooner. African Americans and American Indians may begin colon cancer screening at age 45. Several screening options exist. Each has its own benefits and drawbacks. Talk about your options with your doctor. Together, you can decide which tests are most appropriate for you.
We want to thank Dr. Hagen-Jost for being with us today and talking about colon cancer. And this is your minute to be fit. Try these activities for fitting more activity into your day and for getting more out of your daily activities. Number one, choose activities that you like. A lot of different things count as exercise. Dancing, walking, gardening, yoga, cycling, playing basketball. To make it easier to get moving, choose whatever gets you moving. Number two, piece your workout together. You don't need to get all your exercise at one time. 10 minutes in the morning, noon, and night can give much of the same benefit as 30 minutes all at once. Number three, exercise with a friend. Finding a workout partner can help keep you on track and motivate you to get out the door. Number four, keep it brisk. When you walk, make it brisk, since this may help control weight better than walking at a leisurely pace. What is brisk enough? Walk as though you are meeting someone for lunch and you might be a little bit late. You can also time your steps for 1 minute. 120 to 135 steps per minute corresponds to a walking pace of 3 to 4 miles per hour, which is a good goal for many people. If your steps are not quite that quick, try to pick up the pace for short bursts through your usual walk on different days of the week. Over time, you'll stride your way to a faster walking pace. Number five, take lunch on the move. Don't spend your entire lunch time sitting. Hit the gym or go for a 20-minute walk with coworkers, and then have a meal when you are done. Number six, try a pedometer. Step counters, which are pedometers, are cheap and easy to use. Best of all, they help keep track of how active you are. Build up to at least 7,000 steps a day, or more if you can. Number seven, take the stairs. Use the stairs instead of elevators and escalators whenever possible. Number eight, turn off the TV, computer, and smartphone. Cutting back on screen time is a great way to curb your sit time. Trade screen time for active time. Visit the gym or even straighten up around the house. You could even watch TV or take your iPad to the gym with you. Number nine, hunt for the furthest parking space. If you drive to work or run errands, purposefully park your car a little further from your office or the store. It may not seem like much, but over weeks and months, these minutes and exercise do add up. Number 10, make it your own. Consider buying a piece of cardiovascular equipment for your home, such as a treadmill, stationary bike, or elliptical machine. Home models can be more reasonable than you think, and you can't beat the convenience. Keep in mind, though, that the cheaper models tend to be less sturdy. My recommendation is to go try out a gym, find a piece of equipment that you really like and feel comfortable on, and then go online or go to the store and find that model and price it out. If you have to save money to buy a piece of equipment that you will use, it's worth it in the long run. Number 11 is make it fun. Try a new sport like tennis or rollerblading. The more you enjoy exercise, the more likely you are to stick to it. Number 12, make it social. Walk with a friend, your spouse, or a family member in the morning or the evening. Number 13, sign up for a class. Check out the fitness course schedule at your local gym or community center, or the dance or yoga class schedule at a nearby studio. You may find that having the structure of a class helps you learn a new activity and keeps you on track, Many of these classes, you can try your first class for free to see if you like it before investing in a full 6-month membership. Number 14, turn sit time into fit time. When you get busy, try to combine your cardiovascular exercise with a sedentary activity that you do already. You can get on a piece of home equipment such as the treadmill while you're watching TV, reading, or returning phone calls. Number 15, keep an exercise log. Monitoring the amount of activity you get each day will help make you more accountable. Number 16, walk or bike for errands around town. Leave the car at home for trips that are less than a mile or two. Cross something off your to-do list while getting in your exercise. Number 17, ask the experts. Hire a personal trainer for a session or two to help you with your weight training and flexibility training. Then you'll have the confidence to branch out on your own. Number 18, plan exercise into your day. Set aside a specific time in your schedule to exercise and put it in your planner. Number 19, get an accountability partner. For me, this works best. If I know someone is waiting for me at 6 o'clock in the morning to go for a walk, I'm not going to be the one to let them down. And number 20 is reward yourself. Set short-term goals and reward yourself for achieving them. Try targeting a specific event, such as a 5K or a walk for charity, to participate in, and this can help keep you motivated. Choose fitness-focused rewards for reaching your goals, such as new workout gear or a heart rate monitor. And this has been your Minute to Be Fit.
Hello, this is Tisha Gerhart with the Jay County Cancer Society. I would like to share a healthy recipe with you today, grilled chicken parmesan. Ingredients are 4 chicken breasts, boneless, skinless, 6 ounces, 1 half cup of marinara sauce, 1 cup of cheese, mozzarella, part skimmed, shredded, equals 4 ounces. Preparation: preheat the broiler, line a baking sheet with aluminum foil, and coat with oil spray. Grill the chicken breasts or saute in a skillet over medium heat for 5 to 7 minutes per side or until no longer pink in the center. Transfer the chicken breast to the prepared baking sheet. Top each chicken breast with 2 tablespoons of marinara sauce and 1/4 cup of cheese. Place under the broiler until the cheese is hot and bubbly, or microwave for 30 to 60 seconds to melt cheese. Nutrition facts. Amount per serving. Calories is 277, total fat 7 grams, sodium 340 milligrams, and protein 44 grams. This recipe is good for heart health, bone health, type 2 diabetes, your teeth, your hair, and cancer prevention. The Jay County Cancer Society is proud to serve Jay County. All funds raised by the Jay County Cancer Society stay in Jay County and help Jay County residents financially. We look forward to many more years of providing assistance to our friends and neighbors.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jaycountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.